If you have your Bible, look with me, Isaiah 38. A few weeks ago, actually it was the Sunday that we had an afternoon service, I think that was January the 12th, I read a text that afternoon from 2 Kings chapter 20, and Isaiah 38 is a repeat of that same account. It's anytime that there is a repeat in the Bible, it isn't just some happenstance that's there. If it's repeated, and there are verses that are repeated, and there are stories that are repeated for double emphasis, it means pay attention, give attention to this account. So in 2 Kings, when I read from 2 Kings a few weeks ago, that was in chapter 20, and it was the same account of King Hezekiah and his sickness, and it was Isaiah, the prophet, that came to him and gave him the bad news: you're sick and you're going to die. You're not going to recover from this. Now in Isaiah chapter 38, gives the same account, the same story, telling it from his perspective. You remember Isaiah gave him the word, you're going to die. And before he got out of the court of the king, the Lord spoke to him and said, go back and tell Hezekiah, I've heard your prayer. I've heard your prayer. I'm going to extend your life 15 years. And so this is Isaiah's perspective on the same account that's in 2 Kings, Isaiah 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amaz, he's talking about himself, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. Praise God. So here's my question for you tonight. If you have doubts, if you have worries, if you have things that are weighing heavily upon your mind, have you prayed about it? Have you prayed about it? Have you taken it to the Lord in prayer and called upon the Lord? As I said, if something's repeated in the Bible, it's there for double emphasis. And we need to pay attention to the fact of the character and the response of Hezekiah to bad news. You can't get any worse news than for the prophet to come and say, you're going to die, set your house in order. Get everything arranged because you're getting ready to die. You can't get worse news than that I can imagine. But Hezekiah received the news of bad news, but one of his greatest strengths. Now Hezekiah, if you know, he became king when he was 25 years old, and he began to rid the nation of idolatry. He began to restore worship and restore the nation back to God and back to righteousness. He was a good king. He was one of the best of the kings of Israel. He really, really brought revival and reform to to the nation. But one of the greatest strengths of Hezekiah, certainly he was a reformer, and he was making lots of righteous decisions and choices to bring the nation back to God. But the strength of Hezekiah was the fact that he knew how to take every situation to God in prayer. You can go back a chapter and you read about the fact that the Assyrian army was surrounding them and was threatening them, telling them, you're wasting your time. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but he's just saying, the God you're praying to, he won't hear you. He won't deliver you. Your God can't help you. There's no help for you. This army, the Assyrian army that's surrounding you now, they're coming and they're going to defeat you and destroy you. But the Bible says that Hezekiah went to God in prayer. Chapter 37 in verse 14, Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. Praise God. Hezekiah was a man of prayer. He knew that in his worst crisis, that the response was to pray about it, to take it to God. Verse 21, then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Israel, this is the word which the Lord hath spoken concerning him. And he pronounced the destruction that was going to come upon the Assyrian army. And it was Hezekiah's prayer that brought that response. And now, in the next chapter, he gets the word from Isaiah, you're going to die. You're sick and you're going to die. And he gives us a little insight at the end of the chapter into what was going on in his physical body. Isaiah gave him the cure. He said, take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster or upon the boil and he shall recover. So apparently he had developed an infection in his body. And I'm just assuming that it was sepsis that was taking over his body, and he was going to die from that infection that was in his body. And I can't imagine a more horrible way to die than for your body to be consumed with infection. I had a cousin that he was almost exactly my age just a few years ago. He lived out on a farm in the country, and he hurt his leg on doing something, and he just ignored it and thought, well, I'll just doctor it myself and take care of it. And he did, and he got infection in his leg, and it got worse and it got worse and it got worse. And his family was saying, you need to go to the doctor, you need to get that check. I'll take care of it, I'm just taking care of it myself. And he would not go and get any help. And so by the time he goes to the doctor and they send him immediately to the hospital, and it's too late. That infection, and that's really what sepsis is. It's infection that completely consumes your body, and your body is not able to fight off the infection. That's likely what's happening to Hezekiah. He's in bed, sick, and he's dying of this terrible infection in his body. And Isaiah says, set your house in order, you're going to die. But what does he do? His response was, he turned his face toward the wall. Now, why did he do that? Well, he was in bed sick. Every other time we read about Hezekiah's praying, he went to the temple and prayed. But he's not able to go to the temple and pray. So he turns his face to the wall. And it's his own little private prayer closet, I guess you would say. And really, it is a reminder to us that you don't have to be in the church to pray. You don't have to be in a building to pray. Your location is not the issue. The issue is, have you prayed about it? Whatever the circumstance of your life is, are you praying about it? He turned his face toward the wall and he prayed. Now, he did not even ask God to heal his body. He didn't even ask him to deliver him and to save his life. All he did was he just reminded the Lord, "Lord, I have walked in righteousness before you. I have lived a godly life before you. I've walked perfect. I've walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight." That's all he did. He didn't even say, "Lord, heal my body." He didn't say, "Deliver me from this death notice that's in my life." He just reminded the Lord of their relationship. "Lord, I've walked with you. I've been perfect before you." He reminded the Lord of their relationship. And the Bible says that he wept sore. And God heard his prayer, and the Lord saw his tears. Praise God. Amen. The Lord heard his prayer, and the Lord saw his tears. Do you know that your tears are, the scripture says that he bottles up all of those tears. He sees your tears. He sees your prayers. And we should remember that we can call upon the Lord no matter where we are or what the circumstance is. And you might be sick. You might be weak and unable to go to the house of the Lord or go to an altar to pray. But you can, wherever you are, you can take your need to God. And you should. You should. And we've heard some testimonies here tonight about how God has answered prayer when we just simply bring our needs to the Lord. God heard his prayer. Not only did he deliver him and heal him and deliver him from death, but gave him 15 more years. And he also delivered him from the Assyrian army and defeated his enemies. Amen. God always goes beyond even what our need is and meets our need. So we should pray. Have you prayed about it? Whatever circumstance that is weighing heavily upon your mind, whatever it is, have you taken it to the Lord in prayer? Someone said, people that pray trust God. People that don't pray trust themselves. And it's pretty simple, but it's reality. If you won't pray about it, if you refuse to pray about it, then your pride is keeping you from acknowledging that you need God to come and to deliver you and to save you or to heal you or whatever that your need might be. Amen. James 4:2 says, "You have not because you ask not." Amen. Prayer is very simply just asking God. And he wants us to ask him. He wants us to come to him and to express our need for the Lord. I know that the Bible says that he knows our needs even before we ask. But he still wants us to ask. He wants us to express our need. He wants us to humble ourselves and to destroy our pride and to humble ourselves and acknowledge that we need him in that situation, whatever that it might be, from very serious urgent needs to just the most simple things that you might be facing. Ask God for help. Ask God for his touch, his power to be manifested in your situation, whatever that it might be. Amen. Have you prayed about it? Whatever you're worried about, whatever doubts or fears or concerns that you have in your own life or maybe in your family or needs that are weighing heavily upon your mind, are you praying about it? Are you taking it to God? Are you asking God to help you? So many places in the scripture where we are commanded to ask the Lord. I just run a reference even on that phrase about asking God. It's so many times that we are commanded to ask God or to call upon the Lord in our time of need. Too often, we wait until we are desperate. God is our last resort. instead of our first response. Amen. Take your need to the Lord. Have you prayed about it? Have you taken it to God in prayer? Luke 11 and 9. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. There is the reminder to us that we need to ask and seek and knock and keep on coming to the Lord with our needs. Have you prayed about it? Your needs, your troubles. Pray about it, whatever that it might be. Needs in your home, needs in your family, needs in your finances, needs in your health. Whatever that you are in need of, God wants you to ask him. He wants you to call upon the Lord. Amen. Not only is it a lesson in humility for us to recognize that we face things we can't resolve in our own strength. We can't figure it out. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the answers. We have to come to the Lord asking the Lord. It is humbling, but that's a part of the process of asking the Lord in humility, asking the Lord in faith, asking the Lord with grateful hearts, because we know we can't do anything about it in our own strength and our own power. Amen. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God is looking for people that will trust him. He is searching for people throughout the earth that will put their trust in the Lord. And so that, because he's ready and willing to show himself strong in your behalf if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, if you'll put your trust in the Lord in your time of need. Psalm 50 and verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. What a promise that he's given to us. If we'll call upon the Lord in our day of trouble, that he will come to our rescue. And then the verse, it's been a very important verse to me over the years that I've gone to so many times. Jeremiah 33 and 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That verse is power-packed. Call unto me. That phrase comes from a Hebrew phrase, and it gives the idea of someone that's accosting someone or is coming after someone, calling for someone to get someone's attention. That's what the writer means here in Jeremiah 33. Call unto me. That means to express your desperation. Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. And he says, I will answer thee. Praise God. I will. If God says, I will, that means you have an assurance. Amen. That if you'll call on the Lord, he says, I will. I will. That's the assurance that we have from the Lord. I will answer thee. That means you individually, personally. He will answer you. Amen. You don't have to call anyone. You don't have to go before a preacher or a priest or anybody. You can just call upon the Lord and know that he has promised that he will answer you personally. Call unto me. I'll answer you personally. I will come to you, and I will show thee great and mighty things. God is a God that not only answers prayer, but his answers to prayer are like a revelation of his mighty power in our behalf. I'll show you great and mighty things. When I come and answer your prayer, I will show up and you will know it's the hand of God. It will be a revelation of my power at work in your behalf. I'll show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. That means that your answers to prayer will not only be great and mighty, but they'll be beyond comprehension. They'll be beyond expectation in ways that you could never even imagine. God will move. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise God. Have you prayed about it? Amen. Are you just kind of going along and saying, I'm going to tough this out, or I'll work this out. I'll be able to figure this all out on my own strength. No, that's not the way it is to be for a child of God. Amen. We call on the Lord. Amen. We pray about it. We pray about everything. We're concerned. If it's a concern to you, it matters to God. And if you'll bring it to the Lord in prayer, God can change that circumstance. Call unto me. I will answer thee. I will manifest my power in ways that you could never imagine. Praise God. That's the way that God answers prayer. Amen. When we bring our needs to the Lord. Hezekiah is a wonderful example of a king that knew that he could go to the Lord. As he takes that threatening letter from Sennacherib and takes it to the temple, instead of meeting with all of his mighty men and his generals and his soldiers and saying, we've got to come up with a strategy how that we can resolve this problem. No, he takes that threatening letter and he goes into the house of God and lays it before the Lord and calls on the Lord. And God heard his prayer. And then the next chapter, the threat of his own life, he turns his face toward the wall. He's too weak to go to church, but he turns his face to the wall. He cries out to God. And God heard his prayer so fast that Isaiah couldn't even get out of the courtyard. Amen. To meet his need and to extend his life and to deliver the nation from the Assyrian armies. Amen. That's the question tonight. Are you praying about it? Have you prayed about it? Or are you just trying to be tough and tough it out and do the best you can do? Let's call on the Lord. Let's take all of our needs to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that you remind us again and again of our need for you, Lord. Lord, help us to call upon you, to lift up our voice, Lord, to cry out to you, Lord, and to believe that, God, that you can touch hearts and change lives and change circumstances and heal bodies and bring deliverance, Lord, and save souls, oh God. Lord, in response to prayer, thank you, Lord. God, I just pray that you would cause this place to be a house of prayer, Lord, that we know the value and the power of our prayers, Lord. And we thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you, everybody. Amen. That